This is Jim Monahan with Professional Baseball Instruction. Recently, PBI president and founder Doug Cinella sat down for a conversation with Philadelphia Phillies third base coach Sam Perlazzo as the Phillies prepare for the 2009 World Series. In this segment, Sam and Doug talk about defense, specifically how Sam helped Ryan Howard improve his defensive game, some of the great infielders Sam has worked with over the course of his coaching career, and how to take the techniques Sam uses with major leaguers right down to the little league and high school levels.
One of the things that a lot of baseball analysts have been speaking of, it's you've been coined the defensive guru by a lot of baseball people, including Peter Gammons. And I think it's pretty evident when you look at a guy like Ryan Howard. Ryan Howard's known primarily for his bat. But this year, he's really reduced his number of errors. You know, his defensive prowess has been excellent. What do you attribute that to?
Well, you know what? Ryan wanted to get better. I think I'm just guessing here. I think he was a little embarrassed and didn't like the fact that he, you know, wasn't playing good enough defense. And I think he wanted to help his club on both sides of the ball. I mean, he's a professional, and you know, offense wasn't just what he wanted to be noted for. So he took it upon himself to tell the organization that he wanted to get together with me before spring training. And you know, he and I connected, and we had about 10 sessions before spring training. And you know, shortly into it, I found out, you know, that he's quite an athlete. It was just a matter of finding where he was, the comfort zone, what all he wanted to work on. And then he showed me that he was capable of doing it, and an intelligent kid. I keep things fairly simple. I make it so the guys can understand what I'm talking about, and I think that translates into them a little bit better on trying to get it done.
The work he's put in, I think, is very, very evident when you watch him on the field. He seems more confident with his glove. And I'm going to backtrack a little bit right now also. You mentioned that you were with the Mets, the Reds, the Mariners, the Orioles, back with the Mariners, now with Philadelphia. During that time frame, I think you've worked with a lot of top-notch defensive people, such as Alex Rodriguez, Mike Bordick. Who are some of the players that you've worked with? And specifically what I'm getting at is, what sort of drill work do you do with them? How do you get them to improve their game?
Well, you know what, Doug? I've been very fortunate. I've had Omar Vizquel, I had A-Rod, I've had Cal Ripken, Mike Bordick, Palmeiro, Robbie Alomar, Fernando Vina, Barry Larkin. I don't know that anyone can have an array of big league shortstops better than that. The work habits are very key, I think. And I think, you know, these guys need to trust you. And, you know, I'm relentless when it comes to, you know, trying to help somebody. Even the good ones like Omar, they're physically and mechanically, there probably wasn't a whole lot I could do for him. But mentally, keeping him in the game, making him not get lazy, we concentrated on that very heavily one year. And I told him the only reason he didn't win a gold glove was because he got a little lazy once in a while. So, you know, we made an effort that year to remind each other every time something almost went haywire to keep it in check, and sure enough, he did that and won a gold glove. So I always believe that no matter how good somebody is, I can help everyone do one thing a little bit better. It might not be great, but I think I can help everyone do one thing at least better.
Now, do you believe that staying sharp mentally, pitch after pitch, that is a basic fundamental that all players should do?
Absolutely. You know, that's a grind out there for these guys. It's a grind, pitch after pitch, 162 games. I mean, that's not an easy task, especially when you're struggling with the bat or something. You go out in the field and you kind of have a letdown because you're thinking about, I should have got a hit or whatever. And, you know, those are kind of things that I think a good infield coach, you know, understands. And if he sees that, he kind of has to give the guy a reminder, come on, let's play some defense now, you'll be fine. And try to prevent something from happening instead of after it happens.
Yeah, well, you've been an advisor and an ally for Professional Baseball Instruction, PBI, for 10 years now. And we appreciate the relationship. We love watching your work. You've had a lot of effect on the students that you've worked with at PBI. And all these different things that we were just talking about, how can you translate that down to a high school player, a little league player.
You know what, Doug? You got an outstanding program up there, and what a great facility. So, you know, any kid would be lucky to be able to get into that place. And you know, I keep things simple. I talk to kids in little league. You know, if I tell them how to field a ground ball, it's pretty close to what I'm telling a major league player. And I think that's the way you got to. For me, my success has been keeping things very simple, because that's what it is. You know, I mean, catching the ball, throwing the ball. I mean, it's simple if you just stick to a few certain, you know, guidelines and stay religious with it. You'll be good. I mean, you'll get better. And it starts in little league. You know, you tell them the exact same thing as you would a player up there. Remember, you got to do this. Remember, you got to do that.
So, is this something that, like, a player does once a week, twice a week, or should guys really field ground balls, say, field 15, 20 ground balls a day? I mean, what's...
Our guys take, you know, my pregame routine is something that it's a pet peeve of mine. If you're going to be a good infielder and you're going to improve and stay good through the course of the season, you have to have a good pregame workout. And our guys are excellent, you know. I tell them to dictate to the fungo guy, the guy hitting them ground, is you dictate where you want the ground ball hit. Don't just let them hit them. You know, if you need work in this area, that area, tell them. And, you know, we take 75 ground balls a day, you know, every day. And then, you know, with exceptions, if it's really hot in the summer and you've been playing every day, you can cut that back or take a day off here and there. But the more you do it, the more you do it, it's repetition. And nothing beats repetition and to getting better.